it's quite diverse what I do. Initially, I set up the company. I worked at a local school and I gave up that job to educate children in the Dales. Because of my own personal experience and negative experience, I wanted people around the area to experience diversity in a positive manner. And what I quickly realised when I set up amali.co.uk, I realised people may struggle with certain things, but they love the food that we make, and my home cooking, the food was a great way of educating people. So I decided to go into schools, and as well as doing various different creative workshops, from drama to Bollywood dancing, Arabic writing, food was a really good way of educating pupils. So giving them the full experience of using all the senses and tasting all this wonderful food and cooking. And it's just, yeah, so that's the sort of thing I do. And also, for example, later on today, I've got a party booking. I've got another party booking tomorrow. So I do catering, Kashmiri cooking food for various occasions as well, from local sort of community events and groups to also catered for Bollywood filming as well. Beth, just to let you know, I have no knowledge of setting up a business or any idea how to go about it. So I'm very proud of being a mother of four, single mum, and doing this. It's rewarding, actually.
You mentioned, Yazzie, when you first started saying that you were interested in going to this area because you had experienced some sort of negativity. What was that negativity?
Really, it was actually very much the fear of the unknown. Members of the, not immediate community, but I moved from one end of town to the other, and all of a sudden I had certain phrases said to me and remarks made at me, making me feel as though I was a foreigner in a place that I was born and brought up. And I was quite shocked, and that's when I decided to actually give up my full-time post. And I had no idea whether I was going to get any work from schools. And I decided to go into schools and educate pupils, because I felt it was so important, given the way our society and things that we are seeing in the media or around us at the moment, people stereotyping. I'm from a British Muslim Pakistani background, and often you would have remarks made. I mean, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this, but things like, you know, are you a terrorist, or using languages that's inappropriate. And it was really, I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to educate people of, you know, the fact that there are good and bad in every community, and really sort of celebrating our cultures and giving them the opportunity to meet somebody with a different coloured skin, really, because a lot of the places and the schools I visit, children have not had that experience, and they only see whatever's on the television or what they may have heard. Often you see a lot of the families going abroad for holidays, but they are in areas probably where they don't really experience the culture and maybe not understand that we have diversity in Britain. And yeah, yes, really just celebrate all that. So I had a bit of a negative experience in that sense, you know, where remarks were made, and I was, you know, thinking, well, I'm actually British born. I was born and brought up in Skipton, so I am a Skiptonian lass. So I wanted to educate people on that as well.
And so one of the ways that works brilliantly to do that is through food, because understandably everybody loves a good bit of grub. I don't think I know anybody that, you know, isn't up for something delicious. So that's how the TV show that's going on Wednesday has, that's sort of the angle it's taking. Tell me about what people can expect from the show on Wednesday, and how they can watch it, and what people can expect.
Well, it's basically what Nisha Katona, the presenter, is doing is she's gone round to various parts of the country and looking at different Asian cuisine. So, you know, looked at Sri Lankan, Punjabi. My family are from Kashmir region, and most of the Pakistani community are from a Kashmir region, a place called Mirpur, from Azad Kashmir. And in this episode, what we'll be doing is I'll be working with a local school, Connolly School, fantastic pupils, and they will be cooking lots of different dishes linked with Kashmiri culture, things like making some healthy kebabs and chapatis and various other things, looking at all the different spices and herbs we use. And the pupils will be doing that, and we've got parents involved, the parents come in and taste all the food as well. And we've also got some Bollywood dancing going on, so as well as children dressing up in wonderful vibrant colours as well. So they dress up in traditional Kashmiri costumes, salwar kameezes as well as looking at all the various different spices and herbs. Yes, so that's going to be on with on 8 o'clock on Wednesday, recipes that made me, and yes, please do watch it. It's absolutely wonderful, and the children were really excited about obviously TV cameras and everything around them, so they did really well.
Fantastic. Well, Yazzy, thank you so much for talking to us. Just tell us what that web address is, if people want to, maybe after they've seen it on Wednesday or before they see it, if they want to find out a bit more about what you do. I know you work particularly in the Skipton and Yorkshire Dales surrounding areas. Where can they go to find out more about you and Amali?
Well, if you go to www.amali, which is amali.co.uk, you'll have lots of information, and I do work in the North Yorkshire area and various other places as well. So, you know, again, it's not just predominantly, it's not just schools, work with adults as well as scout groups, brownies, girl guides. So, yes, please do get in touch and do watch the programme on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it all.